Hello, everybody. Recording live from somewhere.
Lord of mercy, all night Sunday Central. Follow me now.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 17 of Kit Nerd Corner, a podcast about finding happiness through buying things. We're all very pro-capitalism here. Specifically soccer shirts and soccer shirt adjacent items, which we'll come to later on. We have no Kristen again. I'd say rest in peace,
but that joke is not cool. Yeah, we haven't heard from her in a while.
She's living her best life out in the world all the time, walking around in nature and reading books.
I'm just beginning to think that she just likes us.
Oh, possible.
Well, maybe you, I think.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Rich, how are you? Why are you drinking a Fernet Coca instead of tea?
Because it is 2 p.m. on the Eastern time zone. So I'm through the looking glass. It's acceptable drinking hours.
Fair enough. I have a nice Earl Grey here. And I thought we were going to have like a nice tea moment in this intro.
Your tea isn't Yorkshire tea. It doesn't count.
Yeah, fair. It's not at all. Mark, do you have any Yorkshire drinks and or tea?
No. I've got a fruit punch energy drink because I don't do hot drinks. So that's my coffee. I know. Exciting. Glad we all learned a lot. We grew as people.
This is excellent. Do you also have a gaming chair? Do you have a gaming chair, Mark?
Yeah, kind of do. It's for the amount of time I spend in this fucking room in a given week. Yes, if anybody's on the fence at this point, if you work from home and you don't have a nice chair, why? Hate yourself. You clearly think that you're sacrificing for the greater good. Get your ass a good chair, just any chair, and then you can get a better chair, but get a good chair. You want something out, you can kind of recline a little bit and it will support your lower back and, you know, just do it. All right. If you're listening to this for some reason and you're in just one of those crappy $30 Staples chairs with wheels that barely roll, just put it to stop. Don't get a kid or two. I know it sounds crazy. This is the worst podcast for you to get that advice, but don't buy a couple kids. Get your ass a good chair and then listen to us in comfort.
I just watched a TV show last night and there's a guy who has a gaming chair and it blows up.
Don't buy that gaming chair.
No, that's terrible.
Like, how is that?
But also to follow on from Mark, if you're one of those freaks who works from home and has a standing desk, fuck you.
Oh yeah, fuck you. Yeah.
We've been away for a while. We've been away since October.
It's been a while.
It's been a while, guys.
Yeah. Have you been? Yeah.
And so I've been great. Let's not talk about that. Let's talk about shirts because we haven't talked about shirts in a long time. Mm. We have a lot of shirts to talk about. We've got other things to talk about as we mentioned. We're just going to go with things that we got. This is like the main theme of this episode. Things we got.
Yeah, it's the catch up, right?
Right. Well, but also like, you know, how else are you going to find happiness other than buying things that you want and then getting them? And then they arrive and you're really happy.
I know.
Donating to charity.
Capitalism works, you guys. That's what I'm getting at.
Hells yeah.
I'm going to jump around a bit so we don't hear the same voice droning on. We're going to start with Rich. And because these are the ones, like, out of all of the list of all of these are the ones that I'm most excited about, and I didn't even get them. And these are the Sharktopus. Rich, walk us through what happened here.
Oh, yeah.
So I believe the last time we recorded the podcast, and it's been that long, I talked about Sharktopus FC on their U.S. Open Cup run. Sadly, they lost their next game, so they did not qualify for the U.S. Open Cup. But Olivan York released a pink kit, which I guess they were going to wear if they qualified. I don't quite understand the whole thing of it. And then they also had a flip design where it was a dark blue with the pink, and that was even better than the first one. So I had already bought the pink one, and then they released this next one. So now I own two, which I think is the home and away, but you're not quite sure. Maybe they'll wear it in the new league that they're signed up to play in that West Coast Washington State league semi-pro thing.
Yeah,
Brenton, I think you told us about it.
I may have and now forget all about it.
Was it Cascadia League or something like that?
Yeah,
it might have been a Cascadia, but yeah, no, I'll hold it up for Brenton to see. But no, I won't, because it's never mind.
It's in your background. Two great shirts.
Yeah.
that the second one, the dark, the blue with the pink highlight, came as a from demand. Like the people wanted the pink, and then the designer said, "Hey, what about this one?" And shared the dark blue one.
And people went, "That's even better than the one you released."
And Alvin York, to their credit, Alvin York do great stuff.
True.
We like them. And they just like saw a bunch of people saying, yeah, that's a cool one. So they decided to make the second one too, which, you know, like you're not going to get from Adidas or whatever. And so what, like, Rich, is it a Paisley?
It's a Paisley-ish pattern.
Okay.
But the pattern is actually like, so obviously Sharktopus FC, the kit crest is a shark with eight arms attached to it.
Classic.
And the actual paisley-ish pattern in the kit are like the arms of an octopus with like the suction cups.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, a dark blue, light blue, pink second kit, shall we say. And then the lighter pink with the dark blue for the first kit. I've actually worn the light pink one in a game where I had to play goalkeeper in my co-ed five-a-side league because our goalkeeper was unable to attend and I was unable to walk. So that kit is now actually game used. I was hoping to find another game against a terrible team where I might have to go in net where I would wear the other one, provided that they didn't match kits with a dark blue or something like that.
Yeah. Excellent. Do you think that the owners of the Sharktopus movie franchise would serve them with a cease and desist letter if they made it into the later rounds of the US Open Cup?
There's a movie called Sharktopus?
Isn't that where they got it?
No.
I didn't think so.
Did I just make that up in my head?
Yes, I think you're thinking of Sharknado.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm probably thinking
also,
of
Sharknado. Also, to be fair, the word mark across the front looks like something from an 80s horror film font style.
Yeah.
Like I can see how you can make the leap, for sure.
Nope. 2010 horror sci-fi film Sharktopus.
Shut up.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, you realize they made more money off of the shirts of the knockoff inspiration than the movie itself. 100%.
The movie may have only cost $40,000 to produce, though. Who knows?
And they will still made more money off the shirts.
Yeah. Yeah, they should have went into kits. Fuck that horror movie shit.
Yeah.
I love it. Sharktopus all the way. I do wish I'd gotten one of the dark blue ones, but no money. So there you go.
Are they? They might still be available. I'm not quite sure.
Are, yeah. And with Alvin York now doing decent shipping rates to Canada. So.
Oh, yeah. No, that was the one thing is that, yeah, that's the only reason I bought the second one after when it got dropped, like a week after I had bought the first one.
Yeah. No.
Brenton was messaging me saying, just send them an email and tell them that you want the other one instead. They'll be fine. And I said, I'd just rather give them the money and have both at that point. Because capitalism works, as we've established.
This is true.
Rich, you got a hat. You want to tell us what a hat on a podcast about shirts? Go on.
Yeah, it's on my head. I went to Iceland for Iceland Airwaves, a music festival, in November. And I had a car for the one day, went to the Macron shop in Iceland. I had to pick up a scarf for a friend. And while I was walking out the door, having already bought the one thing that I went to go buy, I saw that they had a Thor Akureyri baseball cap. Thor Akureyri are my team that I follow in Iceland from a previous trip to Iceland. So I spent about $40 on a baseball hat, which is just a regular snapback baseball cap.
It's a pretty plain hat.
Who else is going to have one of these where I am?
Not a single person in the entire country of Canada.
This is true.
Maybe go to Gimli. You never know.
Yeah. Strong ties.
Keep bringing up Gimli. It's not fair. But anyway.
Let's talk about the socks. Let's talk about socks. I'll talk about socks first.
About socks.
Welcome to Sock Chat.
Yeah.
Sock
Chat.
Earlier in the year, I decided that I wanted a pair of Pacific FC's teal socks that they wear with their teal and gold and white away shirt, and they are not for
great
sale. They're great socks. You cannot get them. You can't buy them. So we got in touch with a friend of a friend who works the merch booth at Pacific FC. And they told us that they would be available for sale at the end of year. So I had to wait 3 or 4 months. But then end of year sale came around and I had another friend, Mike, shout out to Mike on Twitter.
Mike!
And that went to the end of year sale in Victoria and bought me a few sets of these socks. And I have them and I owe some to Mark and Kristen.
Yay!
And I've played in them a few times and they are a joy to wear.
Ackman socks are nice.
And they remind me of I have Jabova Italian socks. They very much remind me of them. And they're so much better than Adidas socks or Nike socks or whatever. It's kind of confounding how easy they slip on. You don't have to like force them over your heel. Great socks. Mm. Anyway, I'm going to send those to you, Mark.
Could I just point out, Brenton, that it might be that Kristen is not going to be back on the podcast until she receives those socks.
Oh, this is
you know what? I feel like she may have mentioned that to me offline. So
it's boycotting until the socks arrive. Okay, that's fair.
Sock embargo.
Yeah. They're great socks. They're teal and beige and beautiful. You guys have socks. You guys want to talk socks?
I've been dying for this since we started this, but I feel like I get shut down. But I know Rich recently started he led me to what he's going to, I think you're going to talk about next. And then I copied him. So go ahead, Rich.
So we have previously talked about the Jamaica home and away kits podcast.
Yes,
all the way through the shorts down to the socks.
Yes,
and we all agree, the best socks in the game.
Best socks in the game.
Great socks.
Are they the best wearing socks in the game?
Probably not.
But in terms of look, best socks in the game.
Best in the game.
So I found them through Classic Football Shirts during their 20% off Black Friday sale. I paid.
Why aren't they a friend of the show? Let's be honest. Let's ask these questions.
Why aren't they sponsoring the show? Other
why
than
not?
The fact that I believe they do their own podcast sometimes.
Well, they should just save time and have us.
And they sponsor a YouTube guy.
They also sponsor like
YouTube guys.
Several different teams at this point as well.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I've got a couple shirts with different sponsors. They sponsor them. It's like, oh, that's random. Yes.
So I picked up the home and the away socks, and I had to play around with the sizing because I plan on wearing them to play Sunday League. And the Adidas sizing is real off in that I wear a size 9 football boot, but their size for the medium point ends at an 8.5, and then it's 9 to like
10 and, or 11
infinity.
And
yeah. So if I was to pull the sock, if I was to pull a large pair of socks on, like the heel cup would be somewhere around like my lower calf as opposed to the heel.
Like
so
I
had to, so I had to size down.
Socks and the heels up there. Yeah.
Yeah. So I had to size down.
Footless, honestly. That's probably why they wear the footless.
Yes, that's why I have. When I was in Europe in the spring, I picked up a pair of Jacko just sleeves. So the sleeves fit my calf perfectly, but because there's no foot, I can wear either grip socks or just another pair of socks. So with these Adidas ones, is that the 8.5 fits my foot perfectly, heel right in. Only problem is for the first couple of wears, they are super effing tight, like.
This is the problem.
Borderline cutting off circulation in your lower leg. It's a real good thing that my shin pads are 8 centimeters wide, 6 centimeters wide by 8 centimeters long. Like the smallest shin pads you can legally buy. Or I suppose not even legally buy. I mean, they could make smaller ones, but the smallest shin pads which are currently available for sale, which people wear.
And are you going to then have to do the slices across the calf? Part like Bukayo Saka.
No. The good news is the yellow home socks I've worn a couple of times and they are now stretched out enough that they fit on perfectly. I wore the brown ones for the first time last week and I remembered why I'd been hesitant to wear them because I was still working in the other ones. And yeah, it was a bit of an endeavor. I actually considered buying the larger socks. So I spent $60 on both pairs of socks. Like plus shipping the whole thing because they were 20 pounds on CFS and I got a 20% discount because when I bought them. And so I bought the socks. And then I thought to myself, having tried to wear them the first time, I said, I'm going to have to go back and buy the larger size and then cut the feet out of them and just wear them and have them all frayed to shit, which is why I wanted the smaller size.
This, trials and tribulations, folks, of capitalism, really, like, they make it hard to buy our way to happiness sometimes.
If you want great socks, buy those socks, size them up and wear them as regular socks. If you want to play football in them, I don't know what to tell you, other than you're going to have some pain.
Mark, what did you get? Which ones did you get?
I also, sock wise, I purchased the Home and Away.
Oh, you bought both?
Yeah. I went for both. The funny part was is that I wanted the home ones the second I saw them. And then
beautiful.
It wasn't until short, like maybe a couple months afterwards when they released the Away kit, I didn't even notice the socks because every photo I saw just showed shorts and shirt. And then I feel like it was in one of our chats where the socks came up. I'm like, holy shit. Like the home ones are elite already. And then their Away kit socks are another rank above that. So it's kind of like, it's just weird. Like I see a 10 out of 10 and then they come out with an 11 out of 10. I'm like, oh fuck. Now I got
to recalibrate.
So exactly. It's skewed the data completely. So now I had to get both.
You got to mark it on a scale.
Right. And so I think it was Boxing Day sale. So shortly after that, I got the socks 20% off, but still they were still like $30 socks. And I think I also, I picked up a couple other ones that were like, I bought a pair of Castore Wolves socks just because I wanted to see what they feel like. Cause I do wear soccer socks for funsies. This is what I do. Another pair of Adidas ones, like Man United yellow thirds. And I think I forget what the last one was, but they were all like 3 pounds or something like that. They were super cheap.
How are the Castore socks?
I have not broken them open yet. They got buried a little bit through other laundry. So I did reacquaint myself with them last night. Like, oh, there they are. So I will put them on. But like, I feel like I've ever since I got a pair of, who was it? It wasn't a Raya. It was a company that's like, very rarely would you see their socks up for sale. And I end up with a pair. I'm like, oh, these are really nice. And so it's now I'm on this weird quest to try every company's socks. I still think the Jackals are the best, but that's just me. Sock chat. You're welcome.
We're going to ranking socks.
Ranking by comfort. Yeah.
Okay, let's stick with Mark here. Let's give us a little rundown of what's going on, Mark. So you went to Portugal. We talked about this and did some fun soccer things there.
Yep.
And what'd you get? What'd you bring back?
All right. So, yeah. So the first stop on our trip, we went to Madeira, which is a island southwest of mainland Portugal and the home to two big clubs, big air quotes. CD Nacional got a scarf and Madeira got a kit. And I had the option of getting a kit with or without the sponsor because they were pressing in front of me and I took without the sponsor. And I weirdly regretted it because it was their local brewery, like the island big brewery, Coral.
Oh,
and
I should have got it. Oh, no, you got to get that. Yeah, that's a sponsor. Trust you me, have to take.
I had regrets within 3 minutes of walking out of the store. And
just turn around and go back.
I should have. Okay. I should have. Anyway, I've got a sponsorless Madeira kit, so it's fine. Let's see. I also acquired Estrela Amadora's home kit. It's the green and red stripy one with the map imprinted. I'm not big on the map motif as far as a design, but it looked fucking amazing in person and I was weak. I picked up Boa Vista's home reserve team. It's black and white checks. I love checks on kits. But why I went for that one is it's sponsorless and the home one doesn't look, the senior team doesn't look anywhere near as good as the reserve team's plain black and white checker kit.
Why? What's I've always wanted a Boa Vista kit because of the checkers.
Yeah, but like it's just, it's called Bessa FC. You can actually buy it from Boa Vista's shop. It's just all checkers with just badge and Kelmy on the sponsor.
Lovely.
There's nothing else on it whatsoever. The proper home kit of the senior team has like, it's like big checks up top, smaller checks below, and a band for the sponsor. And the sponsor's got too many colors. It's just like, I can wait. Also, weirdly, for some reason, Boa Vista will ship to Canada for like $10 Canadian.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. So knowing that that exists, I was like, I can push this. So we'll see next year. But yeah, so that was the kit acquisition. To be fair, I also had a an Italian jersey shipped to my hotel, which was Cagliari home from three seasons ago. The one I believe you have, Brendan. That was on my regrets that I didn't get list. So I'm surprised that I now own it. Good. Let's see. Since then, yes, Brendan. Or yes, Richard.
Going back to when you mentioned that as a regret and talking about it, did it come with the sponsors on it? Because I remember somebody had said that there was it. Somebody was me who said I've seen it with the sponsors are shipped, like, but you can have them added after the fact.
Oh, what for the Bovista ones?
No, for
the Cagliari runs were all intact.
So it was just that one. Okay, so I'd just seen it somewhere where they were selling it with you can put them on or not.
Man, I would have loved to not have the sponsors on the front of that one.
Also, really? Boa Vista like Reserves.
I do like them because they play along.
They got the horse. Horse in white and like 8-bit graphics and
I know. Also, I know. It's just one of those that because I think it's so very resplendent in like the old gold white and the colors are just fantastic. It, like without a sponsor, it would be better. But the sponsor on it is very good aesthetically as far as sponsors go.
Okay. So if I can ask, with the Boa Vista Reserves,
yes,
is it a different crest?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. They go by Bessa FC. Bessa Estadio Obessa is the name of the stadium, but I don't know. I don't know much about where the name came from, but that's just what the reserves are called.
Okay,
that's fun.
And then since then, I've acquired a bunch of others. Quickly going through them, I got a Forge training kit. It was $5 at a equipment sale. York United home and away Black Friday sale, 50% off. They're beautiful. I got the Toronto FC Carnival kit, which somebody was kind enough to get for me at the stadium while I was in Portugal because they were having a 50% off sale. So I got the authentic for about $80. Real nice.
Very nice.
I got Burnley's last year away kit, the one with classic football shirts on the front that looks like a bus seat pattern.
Yeah.
And the big reveal is I picked up the last one from a conversation we had a while ago. Because they could get it in my size.
Is it
Ladies
orange?
And gentlemen, I am the proud owner.
Yes! Yes!
I'm the proud owner of the Dutch Quality Street World Cup 2022 kit.
Brilliant.
I would like to breathe a sigh of relief and welcome you to the club of people who own that kit, Mark. Because now I'm not the only person who owns it, despite spending 6 weeks railing on it.
Okay, to be fair, this is what... So when I saw this on sale, I forget what I don't know if it's sport. It was an a British retailer. They had on sale, and it was a site that doesn't normally have good sales. Like when they say it's on sale, it's like 11% off. And like, oh, it's an $180 kit. Thanks. This was like $60-$70 all in, and it's 3X, so it's my size. But the big thing is that I kind of felt like because I could get my hands on this, I had to put my money where my mouth is and get it. I also looked for both Portugal shirts, which I also really liked.
Oh,
they did not have them in my size. I don't think they exist in my size. Oh. But if I saw either one of them, I would be holding them in this hand, the left hand that I'm holding up empty next to the right one that has the Dutch kit. So
there's committing to a bit.
That's not a bit. I really like both of them and I don't care. So that's been my wholesale acquisitions, which is really terrible time because it was right before Christmas.
I love it.
I did. It's a very colorful stack. I will say that.
Yeah. I was going to say you've got really colorful shirts in there from
all over the map.
It is. As an anti TFC guy here, I got to say that the Carnival shirt is just beautiful.
That Carnival shirt is way fucking better than MLS deserves. Never mind Toronto FC.
Yeah,
and they should be keeping that this season as a third. I don't know if they are, but they should because it's art.
I think MLS and Adidas appear to be. I don't think they will, but I think it feels like they're slowly going that route of expanding options. I saw a thing that was like number of MLS teams getting third shirts is going to go up in the next year. Blah blah blah. Whatever it is. And they do appear to be expanding their creative direction. So one kind of hopes, but.
So funny thing about the Carnival kit. So I was privy to a lunch with one of the VPs at Toronto FC, and we were talking about basically the home kit. That's the one that I kind of worked on, helped out with. And we were, this was shortly after the launch of the Carnival kit, just kind of came out of nowhere. I had no idea it was coming. Nobody knew idea it was coming. And one of the things he said was, is that this is the first time Adidas ever came to them with a design, because they just gave him the notes of what they wanted to do. The first time they ever came back with a design where they, no changes whatsoever. Everything was, they were thrilled with it.
Yeah.
They did no tweaks, no nothing. And I'm like, yeah, because it's fucking perfect. He did mention something about the Adidas deal, I guess, is that there is a certain number of teams that are allowed to have a third shirt each year. And it's kind of like you plead your case. Some of them are a little more obvious, like, oh, it's our 25th anniversary, whatever, or we did this thing and we want to highlight that. In this case, Toronto finally, it kind of felt like Toronto actually had an idea to put forward to have a third kit, and they did. And that's kind of how this turned out. And I'm like, that is probably the most Toronto kit that's they've ever had, which is both a compliment to that shirt, but it's also not a compliment to every other shirt they've ever had.
And it's so wild that it breaks with everything brand wise.
Oh yeah.
Right. Like you get the two different colors of the royal and the light blue, and then the pink, just like swirling splotches, and then the yellow or a gold, I think it's yellow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of all the trim, which just looks perfect.
Yeah.
It's really like hit it out of the park.
I always feel like I know historically the idea of a third shirt of the chain shirt, it was like the emergency kit, but obviously marketing and, you know, money has changed what that means. And as far as like the whole branding part of it, I feel like the third shirt should just kind of be bonkers. Like, just take a chance. This is, in theory, a shirt you wear less than your away kit. So if you wear it three times a year, then fine. Have fun with it. Make it pink and light blue and dark blue and gold and yellow. Why not? You're not, this is the third choice by definition. Yeah. So have fun with it. And I appreciate when teams come up with a fun third shirt. And it's not just something that fits into a nice slot. Like, I know there are some teams that end up with four or five or whatever. But like in this case, it's like this, if Toronto didn't have a third shirt, would anybody have noticed? We have the red one and the white one. And then the red one and the white, or the gray one and the white one.
Man. Too soon.
I live it.
And also that kit, that carnival kit, like it's such a good kit. One, and it's like the bonkers idea is that if you're not wearing it, like throw it at the goalkeepers and
have them wear it. Yeah.
So like, because like that's a kit which, what is really in MLS going to clash with that is like an outfield kit. You know, like
Philadelphia's away, maybe.
Don't wear it against Philly. Don't wear it against Inter Miami. Like, you know,
you're totally right.
There's like three kits, and then wear that. And then, because it's not like goalkeeper kits anymore have massive amounts of arm padding in them and things like that, like they used to back in the day when pitches were rock hard and you would break your elbows diving to make a save. Like, so yeah, wear that. Give them some long sleeves underneath. Like, that's, you know, that's all you need.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And I love it. I love it when it shows up and the keeper's wearing the away kit because the goalkeeper kit clash over.
And the old Parma and Sampdoria.
I don't know.
I feel like it was last season or the might have been the season before. Forge's goalie was wearing the home kit.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And the outfield were wearing the away kit, which I looked at that home kit and I thought, man, that's a collector's item. That's never happening again.
Yeah, yeah. Come up next. Rich, you have two things. You got a Christmas present. Oh, you got a Christmas present.
I got a Christmas present.
That's so nice.
Somebody bought me something for Christmas. And it is a kit that I talk about on every podcast. And I might stop talking about it now because I'm not going to stop talking about it.
Is it the 89 shop, the yellow?
It is, yes. So the club shop got the rights to a lot of the old stuff through old brands. And we got the yellow 89 and 91. The reason I haven't purchased it myself is because they've done a repro of it. But I purchased it was an 82 to 83 away kit years ago, which was done by a brand which no longer exists. So we got everything, including like the brand manufacturer on it. And I can't bring myself to buy the 89 to 91 kit unless it's the full Umbro edition one. I need the full Umbro. But what I can do is be gifted identical one-to-one without there, because I can still now hunt for the full Umbro and then just put that like under glass while wearing the repro.
So you've worked like in an ethical loophole in your own approach to buying your
grill. Yes, I have.
I love it.
It was a surprise. I did not say I would like this purchase for me so that I can work this ethical workaround. It just showed up on Christmas. So it was a lovely welcome surprise.
That's wonderful. And you also have, you got the Tromzone Midnight Sun shirt.
It is obviously, Midnight Sun. So you have a darker blue, purpley pattern on like the very top of the sleeves, and it moves into the sun. So you have an orangey red and yellow mid layer with like a cliff and a reindeer in the midsection.
I like animals on shirts.
And it was you've got a nice little color pattern on the sleeves as well. It was, if I remember, I think Mark was the one who said correctly, was it was designed by a local 6-year-old or something like that.
I don't know if you
might have linked to it at one point.
I possibly did.
They did a local thing, and yeah, that was what a 6-year-old came up with, and it's excellent.
It's excellent.
And it had quite a journey to get to me.
It's true. Rich and I, we've got a side chat. Sorry, Brenton. And we were basically, it was commiserating over DHL. DHL is the worst.
Oh, the worst.
They will absolutely gladly find ways to charge you more for a thing you've already paid for their service, because that's their business model, is to be assholes. So I inadvertently, because obviously we weren't planning on this drama to be the thing, because we were just complaining about DHL. Rich gave me effectively a play-by-play as it was happening to get his kit. And I'm surprised it got to you when it did, and at the cost that it didn't end up being.
Yeah. So I'll give the Cribs Notes rundown. Kit was ordered November 29th. Kit was released December 7th. Kit shipped December 11th from Tromso. Kit got to Oslo a couple of days later, stayed in Oslo until the 29th of December, at which point it was sent back to Tromso. When I asked DHL what was going on, they told me, despite having been cleared by customs, apparently, according to following the log, they told me we weren't able to ship it because it was lacking the original invoice manifest. But it had cleared customs in Norway somehow. So they're like, you have to reach out to the shipper. So I had to send an email to, log on to Tromso shop store and say, hey, this is my order. This is what's happening. Like, do you know what's going on? This is what DHL has told me. Didn't get a reply. So a week later, and I mean, that's fair. It's, you know, the Christmas winter break. It's the off season in Norway. It all sort of logs in. So I figured I'd just send another message out to them. Said, hey, I sent you a club comment. Here's an email. This is what's going on. You know, like, what do we got to do? Didn't get a reply for a little bit. And then just got like three emails one morning. Basically one canceling a shipment and one sending me a new one. And then a couple of days later just got, yeah, your shipment was sent out this day. And then it showed up. So about a week later, I mean, it's been an eventful 30 euros in shipping charge.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
But I'm like, and the thing is, it showed up, and I said, and I messaged Mark, and I just said, it's here, and DHL found a way to not charge me any more money.
Yeah. When they had,
like, we were anticipating.
I don't want to say they had every right, because no company should have the right to be able to just, hey, you know what? $23, you know, you already paid 50. How about 23 more?
But we had to ship it back to get it back to ship it. So you should pay for that, right?
Like, the number of times I've been gouged just because they got somebody put their fingerprints on my package to go from here to here. And it's like, we get to charge you. And here Rich gets a trip that's been to more countries than most people do in a fucking year. And no extra charge. Are you shitting me? Anyway,
you know,
happy for you.
Trials and tribulations of capitalism right there, buds.
It's almost like it might not work.
I'm going to go next. I only got the one shirt since we last chatted. And it was one I'd been eyeing up and waiting for. I did not just get one shirt. Now that I said that out loud, that sounds ridiculous.
Absolutely absurd.
But I got the Spanish Women's World Cup away shirt, which I have been looking at and really, really wanting for a long time since World Cup, since before the World Cup.
I thought you were going to lead with lusting over when you started the saying looking with the L, and there was a slight pause.
I stopped myself from saying lusting.
Proud of your restraint.
And I've worn it a couple times. It's beautiful. It's the light blue with the purple highlights and the leaves and the everything. I like the Adidas template that it's got the nice little piping down the side and then into the back panel across the back. Just really love it. And the women's fit. So this is like my first go at wearing. It's not particularly noticeably different. I sized up to an L in for Adidas. After reading something, and it's a little baggier around the bottom hem, but I don't think it's like I notice it when I wear it, but I don't think it's noticeable. So I don't know. It was a successful purchase of a women's kit that I'm not wearing, and it's fun, and I love it.
Excellent acquisition.
Yeah, it's so pretty. The blue and the purple and the pink. It's very pretty. And then the shirts that I forgot that I bought. I went down to a game, the Christine Sinclair final bye-bye tour in Victoria. And what are you grimacing at, Rich?
It's the way you led into the Christine Sinclair bit. I was trying to figure out where you were going to go with it.
I don't know. I was quite pleased with the fact that he said the proper marketing name, the Christine Sinclair bye-bye tour.
It's the marketing geniuses at Canada Soccer spent a long time coming up with that.
It almost sounded like it's just an opening act is Avril Lavigne. Like it just felt like was
no opening act was on what's her Sophie
Sophie Schmidt. Not fair.
It was not fair.
She deserves better than that on so many levels.
And she took a corner right in front of me, like 5 feet away from me. Right near the end of the game in the pouring rain.
Was that when she gave you the finger? Because that explains the hate that you've got right there. It explains it very clear. Okay, yeah. Well, you deserved it then.
Anyway, I stopped in. I bought these shirts months ago and have had this guy in Victoria hold on to them for a long time. He was selling a ton of shirts for super cheap, and I went through and found a bunch that I liked with the caveat that they were large or extra large only. And I took a flyer and I asked him some sizing, and then I think I just forgot to ask for the other sizing. So when I went to meet him at his apartment, he just handed me a bag of the shirts, and I took them out of the bag, and they were all very large, and so I don't quite know what to do with some of them, but they are the Minneapolis SC. Pink and blue lightning kit, which is just phenomenal. Like
that's real nice.
It's the Ziggy Stardust kit.
Yeah. Well, Aladdin Sane is the
was it? Okay,
lightning bolt. But it's just like a great pink shirt with huge blue lightning bolts, and it's really phenomenal. And I they have such a great presence, and they've made such good shirts over the years. I really wanted one. Wonderful, got it. A Leones Negros. Shirt from Mexico, a nice Umbro shirt. Way too big for me to ever wear, but I quite like it. We'll see what I do with that. And the Montserrat by the green Montserrat by Bowl, which has really cool emerald sort of tumbling down across the stomach, white highlights. Really wanted this one for a while, but it's very expensive. It's like $125 US, I think, off of their site. And then this guy was just selling it for super cheap, which kind of weird and also way too huge for me to ever wear. But then the one I was lusting after the most was the Biscayne Bay manatees, blue and pink manatees shirt. And I think Biscayne Bay, they may have actually played in a little rec league sometime, but they don't exist as a soccer team really. But they had manatees and they sold shirts, Alvin York shirts. And apparently some money went to save manatees. So, but it is like a wedding. It's like a moo-moo on me. So,
which is, you know, which is somewhat convenient based on it featuring nothing but funky colored manatees.
Very large. It would fit a manatee. This shirt would likely fit a manatee. So if you have any manatees in your life, who want a nice, it's a great shirt. Love it. And I reached out. There's a fan club in Ohio that has a podcast and they all wear their Biscayne Bay pink and blue manatee shirts. And I reached out to them asking if anyone had a smaller one that wanted to trade up, but did not hear back.
Is it an audio only podcast? Because if it's video, you could have sat there and said, "Hey, one of your guys is looking a little bit tight in that shirt, and I would like to flip it."
A little too tight around the waist there, fella. I think you might want to trade up to this.
And that's how I got a better shirt, by insulting someone.
But then also, so anyway, that was really fun. It was fun just to buy them. They were like dirt cheap, so no real regrets there. But also, I picked up a couple for Rich. Rich, what did I buy for you?
I scanned out, and I remember I probably sent you a bunch of questions to ask this guy. And by a bunch of questions, I mean, hey, what are the sizes of these two kits? And the reply we got back was, they're large or extra large. which wasn't really a great help when the one kit is the Iceland Puma, or the first release Puma kit, which is sort of like the bus seat pattern kit, because Puma kits tend to run a bit tight sometimes. And then the other kit is the Faroe Islands away from Macron, when Macron had the UEFA kit assistance scheme. And as we all know, Macron kits run
also fit a little
Macron kits fit fairly tight. So it's like, no, I sort of need a, so I'm taking a flyer on this, and I'm pretty sure I think Brenton looked at them at some point and told me they were both extra large, so we're fine.
Yeah, you're good, and they're nice shirts. You get good, well fitting shirts out of this deal, and I get to lament the fact that I'm just the little guy in the mediums over here. I don't know what to do with them. Maybe I'll give them away to you, Rich. Maybe you would like to dress in a manatee muumuu.
I would like to dress in an emerald green Montserrat kit, if anything, for sure.
But it's so nice. It really is a nice shirt. Also, I have a mini tie to Montserrat. I had friends that lived there for a short while when I was a kid. They moved there from Haida Gwaii, where I knew them, and then they lived on Montserrat for a year, and then moved to Antigua, which is like the next island over. And then 20 years later, the Montserrat volcano went off. So, and a third of the people had to leave or something.
I had a friend who went on a vacation to Montserrat about 3 years before the volcano.
Oof.
Speaking of volcanoes, I had a friend who went to Iceland and then he left and then the island started to explode. Way to go, Rich.
Oh, yeah.
It exploded, then stopped, and then apparently is now starting again in the worst possible spot.
Well,
yeah, it wasn't looking good. It was not looking good for Iceland over there. I did see, I forget which body it was. I think it was in like an Iceland, like a governmental org, like maybe the Ministry of Natural this or whatever. Had on their socials like, hey guys, the pictures are great, but this is not meme funny. This is a tragedy. Like as the potential explosion routes were like next to us. Yeah.
Next to a power plant, next to a city, next to a resort, like a resort establishment, because the Blue Lagoon running. Yeah, but it was like, it was a lot of things. That was the big warning, was people were like, oh, it'd be, we need to book flights for the thing. And they're like, yo, guys, this is not a tourist friendly. This is not going to be a tourist friendly eruption, like in the middle of nowhere where you can hike to. This is, You are not coming for this.
Yeah. Oof. Well, good thing you got out of there with your hat.
Truth.
Yes.
The nice hat.
And a And exposure to some new bands.
Oh.
Yeah. Tall People with Beards, apparently.
I love that band. They're so good.
Yeah.
Tall People with...
But it's in Icelandic. I don't know how, I can't pronounce
it. Yeah, how do you pronounce it in Icelandic?
It's, and it's,
translate doesn't do it well.
It's literally one word, but it's like this long in 10-point font.
It's one of the approved 1,280 first names in Iceland.
True.
What a set of things we all got. I'm happier because of the things that I bought.
Oh, I'm thrilled. Every once in a while, it's like, I have like, you bought 10 shirts. You're an idiot. And then I look at them and go, but man, what an amazing 10 kits you got, you son of a bitch. You're so clever. And then I pat myself on the back and I go on my job.
Yeah, that's really good.
I'm just hoping for the increase in temperature so I can actually wear some of the shirts that I bought.
True.
Oh, you're in Ontario.
Yeah, we have four seasons.
And one of them sucks. Let's retire
he's
that.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
Although we got to mid-January before our first major dusting.
Yeah. Yeah. Points. We did good.
Enough of that. Let's look at some other shirts that have popped up. We like talking about other shirts, even though we didn't buy them and may not buy them. Let's start with the J League because we don't talk enough about about J League shirts. Does anyone here own? I've asked this before. We own some J League shirts here, right? Which you no, own?
I don't know.
You don't own. You're not.
I want. So bad.
I own a J League shirt. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Would you like? I a friend of the show, Chris on Twitter, Cribino. Look for him. He's on like 200 shirts. I think the bulk of them are J League.
Wow!
Like,
if you're gonna invest in a bunch of shirts, it's not a bad call.
No, nope. Like, and he buys a lot of them new, from Japan. He buys a lot of them from other sites, but in Japan.
What is he doing for work? Is he importing and exporting drugs?
Maybe he's an importer. Like,
because those kits are not cheap.
Not cheap.
Maybe he's using. Maybe he's smuggling the shirts in, covered up by drugs in the crates, so that the authorities only think they're drugs. But he's sneaking in the J League shirts, the more expensive by weight J League shirts. Anyway, let's talk about them. You, Mark, you want to highlight the new releases? There's some new releases.
Yeah, so like right now is a great time to take a look at what is coming down the pipe for kits in the J League, and it's the entire J League. I've been retweeting a bunch of stuff over the last couple of weeks, as it's been brought to my attention, of new releases, and like I said, the ones that I'm going to highlight. Two of them are from the J3 and the third division, and two of them are from the first division. So the ones I want to bring attention to are the two from the J3, FC Osaka and Yokohama SEC. FC Osaka has got this fantastic interlocking gear thing, motif pattern that permeates through the shirt. The home shirt, I feel, is the nicest. However, if you do like the pattern, you want to see other colors, the goalkeeper, home and away, and the away shirt, outfield shirt, all have the same pattern. They're just different colors. The home one is navy blue with a lot of different shades of blue going from the navy to white. But it looks fantastic. It's really, really kind of ruined by the sponsor blocks, because they're this white box with a whole bunch of other colors in the box. But if you can get it without, my God, it's a great shirt. Rich.
So because you mentioned the sponsor and you mentioned it all, the home away goalkeeper kits are all the same pattern. Does the goalkeeper have a different sponsor? Because the J League passed a rule towards the end of last season, which says starting in 2024, goalkeeper kits are allowed to feature a different sponsor than the playing 10.
That is a strong question.
Now, would it be as poorly incorporated as this one is?
That's my thought process. Like, but the thing is, like, FC Osaka are a J3 team, so like, is there a market to just sponsor a goalkeeper kit in J3?
Local ramen shop.
Ooh.
I mean, that'd be awesome, but I also feel like it's not that much on the nose as far as what it can be or what it is.
So one thing I want to note here, and you can, and looking at the other ones and a bunch that I've seen released and discussed, is that luckily for us that appreciate this, the J League shirts and Japanese shirts have been going away from the box behind the sponsor. So the other three shirts you've got highlighted here have done away with that white box underneath the collarbone sponsors and the main sponsor. So this feels like a holdout, because if you look at the major teams, like over the past, I want to say 2 years, just been slowly stripping away that the box background behind all of their sponsors, whether it's the main one or not. So this is still, unfortunately, featuring that that fun little design element we all hate.
Yeah, I will say that. So quickly looking it up, unfortunately, yes, Rich, they do have the white box around the sponsors. The goalkeepers are dark green and a yellow, and they both look great, but the sponsors kind of take away from it. But I will say that in the same vein of multi-hued sim color shirts, Yokohama SEC has got this fantastic navy aqua bluish color palette that goes on. It's just these, what we could geodesic, what would you say? Like just series of triangles that kind of interlock, they touch borders, guys. The points all match. Anyway, it looks fantastic. The sponsor is not in a white box, thankfully. And in the corner, there's this cute little forest with a temple in the background that kind of shoots up all in the same color palette. It's just.
And there's a bird there too.
Yeah, it's a cute little bird too.
And there's a bird. Yes, there is a bird. I suppose it has to do with the gull that's on the badge. But it's just real nice. That's as simple as I can put. It's just real nice. The other two shirts I want to highlight are Shonen Belmare. What?
Can I jump in quick?
Of course.
Are the shirt manufacturer logo? I don't know.
They're strangely enough, they're both FC Osaka and Yokohama SEC are produced by the same manufacturer. As far as the name, I'm quickly trying to find the name of it, but I cannot locate it.
Well, let's just say that good work, whoever it is, because both of those shirts are really nice.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Agreed. So the other two shirts I would like to highlight are Shonen Belmare. So for those of you who've never really looked at the colors of the J League, they got them all. Literally, they got them all. I swear I've seen everything except a brown. And the color combinations are unique. Some might even go as far as saying very alarming, because you don't see these color combinations, but they are gorgeous at its core. And Shonen Belmare typically wear almost like a lime electric green mixed with a deep royal blue. And in this case, their shirt is electric green on the top, the royal blue on the bottom, but there are these stripes that kind of are gradients, and the gradient is lower in the middle, and they kind of another stripe to either side of it that's a little higher and a little higher. So it kind of looks like an arrow pointing down-ish, but two colors that I don't want to say they shouldn't go together, but I would never pick them to be a combination, and it works really nice. They don't usually have tremendously great kits, Shonen Belmare, but this one just they've reached the elite tier. This is a penalty kit from they're a Brazilian manufacturer, are they not? Yeah,
penalty are Brazilian, yes. And just to quickly jump in, Banera are the company who manufacture the FC Osaka and Yokohama SC.
Welcome to the show, guys. God damn.
They also make kits for Giravans, Kidak Yushu, Kochi United, and a club out of Kyoto.
Fantastic.
The green on this one feels, I mean, I don't like it. I'll just say that. I don't love this color combo too much. I think the previous green was a bit more friendly, less like a little warmer.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Definitely more muted. I've seen ones where they're not as vibrant as this shade. Warmer would be fair. I just feel like there are certain teams that have got fantastic color combinations that a lot of the kits just kind of like, oh, that's the best you guys did. And I feel like this is, Shonen Belmare is one of those ones, like, they should have an absolutely stellar kit every year with these colors, and they almost they never really do, at least to my memory. I'm sure there's a couple that I've either ignored or skipped or forgotten, but this one was just like, oh, like I would wear this. Absolutely, would wear this.
I mean, it's possibly their nicest looking in terms of just a quick glance and a quick think about what they've released since probably about I'm going to say 98, which was when they had Kappa doing the kits, and that was the year that Hidetoshi Nakata first came onto the scene.
It was a darker
blue and green, but it was more of a stripe pattern.
Nice. Okay.
I like a few of their offerings in the past few years. They had a spiral sun one that sort of that I'm looking at that I really quite like, that starts like it's a blue around the crest and then sort of spirals sort of out. I like that one. That's a good shirt. I like this one too. Just kind of don't like the green, but yeah, these are good. I think Mark, you're right. I like that they're doing this color combo, even though I don't particularly like it. I just love that they're doing it.
They did a throwback in 2020, which is brilliant.
Throwback in 2020. The stripes with the diamonds that kind of edge out for the football kit archive is a good place to start when you're looking at stuff. I've forgotten half of these Shonen kits because they did an anniversary kit where it was just diamonds after diamonds after diamonds with a blue collar and a button. Like, come on, that's amazing. Yeah. I don't know. It's like
there's a sash kit for Brenton in 2018 as well.
Yeah, that's
I didn't love it though.
The 2017 just stripes. Come on, come on. Yeah, kids.
Yeah, no, they're good. They're good. It's fun.
All back, but I obviously don't remember them. Looking at these, I'm almost looking at them for the first time. Honestly,
yeah. A lot of these, it's like I haven't seen them before, and I could have sworn I had.
If I remember correctly, though, Shonen Bellmare, they've been like kind of a yo-yo club, but they've spent most of their time in J2 rather than J3, the top. So it's kind of easy to not see them at all. But anyway, the last one I just want to highlight is Urawa Reds, formerly the Red Diamonds. When I saw it, they're made by Nike. First off, they're made by Nike. Second of all, if you look at it quickly, you think, oh, somebody nicked the Canadian women's kit and, put different sponsors and badges on it. But it's kind of like that diluted water mixed slow motion kind of capture or like smoke. I don't know
what the imagery
is necessarily supposed to indicate, but it's a striking color combination. And it does give me like Portland Thorns.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Awake, their home kit. That same kind of black and red blending together rather than just being like very separate colors. It's a very nice kit. It's weird to say that the thing that jumps out and it probably doesn't belong is the badge.
It's true.
And I've never seen a home kit where the badge is like, you can go, actually. And
I want to say there's a couple of Arsenal shirts that are like that the red badge sticks out. And it's just kind of like they did Arsenal 2011-12 home was just a all white badge. And then they had a shirt right around there that was blue, the teal one, I think, also had an all white, really nice. And then they had others that were just like a nice navy blue pinstripe with a just like,
yeah.
Red badge.
Now's the time to go, like, you know, change the color, go monochrome.
This is funny. That yellow dot just really
sticks. Yeah, it's just like your eye. That's all you're looking at. It's like, wow.
Yeah. Those are interesting. I like that the swirly red and black.
Yeah, it's nice. It's very nice. Yeah. That was one that I kind of like, should I put this in? Should I put this in? And every time I kept going back to it, I was liking it more and more and more. So I was like, okay, you're in. But some of them have been fantastic. Some of them are interesting. Both the Tokyo teams have like, they're kind of nice kits. The Tokyo Verdy's one, I'm still not sure if I like it or not, but Athleta, I think, is what the manufacturer is. It's close to being really, really good, but I haven't convinced myself of it yet. But they're, to be fair, all the J League clubs at the very least are sort of interesting, and then they go up from there. just again because of color combinations. I can't wait. I'm not sure if I've seen Cerezo Ozaka's kit, which is one of the ones that I look forward to every year, because that purple and cherry blossom pink are such a combo. They've just had art on their shirts for like the last 8 years. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, strongly agree. Let's move it over to the next set. Rich, the Federated States of Micronesia, everyone's favorite new team, have some shirts.
And if they aren't everyone's favorite new team, they should be after we're done. So the Federated States of Micronesia, if they're not your favorite, if they're not already your favorite team, they should be soon. They haven't played a match since 2015. They lost 46-0. They are, the four main islands are Yap, Cosrae, Chuck, and Pompeii. Pompeii are famous from the book Up Pompeii, which was written by English soccer journalist Paul Watson, who served a period of time as the national team coach in Pompeii. He has worked with an English soccer brand kit manufacturer called Sting Sportswear. And between them and the Federated States of Micronesia getting a new executive director, who is hoping, the plan is that they're going to play their first game since 2015, some point in 2024. So Stings have come out with three kits for the national team, Federated States of Micronesia. You have a home kit, which is a light blue and white hoop pattern with local tribal designs in it. You have an away kit, which is a dark blue with stars on the pattern. And the four main stars actually represent the islands of Cosrae, Pompeii, Yap, and Chuck, and they are actually organized geographically in the pattern that they would appear.
So it's like a map kit, but sneaky.
A map kit, but good. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And then you have a third kit, which is an orange floral design with sort of like tilted waves, which is a third kit / goalkeeper kit. All three kits are stunning. All three kits are available with shipping to Canada for under $80. And all of the profit from these kits goes directly to the Football Association of the Federated States of Micronesia, so that they can have the money to play an officially sanctioned match in 2024.
Wow. So it's for a good cause.
It's for a good cause. And you have great kits.
And these are fun. I think it's interesting when the away shirt looks so much like snowflakes to me. I realize that it's stars, but it's like the combination of the Stings logo, which is six-sided, and then the blue, and then the white looking. So it looks like a snow.
The first time I saw it, I thought it was a Cruzeiro kit.
Yeah.
You can see that. Yeah,
blue with the stars. Yeah, totally.
And it's one of those. It's of the three, it's probably the lesser of the three, and it was definitely for me the lower scoring of the three. And then I heard the story about the fact that the four larger stars represent the four main islands, and they are actually put in sort of in map form where they fall. And it's still the one which I would say is the one that I would be least looking to buy.
Yeah.
I mean, I've already made a purchase. I've purchased the orange, the third and goalkeeper kit, because it's stunning.
Yeah. I think that one leaps out. It's a weird design, to be honest. Like the waves, the diagonal waves across the full body just look odd. The flower background is pretty great. It's, you know, like Hawaiian shirt. What's the type of flower? I always forget what type of flower that is, but quite lovely and a nice combination of the oranges, which for me to admit that is, you know, a bit of something.
What I'll give you is a brief run-in for the orange one is a negative space design approach with angled hoops and a wave design with a bold floral overlay, a nod to the Pacific sunset and tropical flora.
Yeah, I can see it. I really like it. Huh. Mark, do you have a favorite?
I absolutely dig the home kit.
Oh yeah, really?
I think what it is that the patterns within the light blue waves that they change from one part to the next. And what's inside them doesn't seem to be too distracting, too overpowering. Like if you took a quick look at it, you'd think, oh, that's just a continuing pattern from one another. Clearly they're not, but it doesn't distract from it. And it's like when you take a moment to focus on it, it's like, oh, the each of these stripes has something different in it. And you can kind of get a cultural sense as to like what this is supposed to represent. And to me, like that's a good use of your, you know, your identity to put into to a kit. Like, no disrespect to the Stars one. It's, it is what it is. And I understand what it's supposed to be and what it represents, but it's there. It's just there. Yeah. But yeah, that home kit's just, that's nice. Like that's,
Yep.
I do like the collar too.
It's an interesting, it's an interesting collar, isn't it? With the,
what do you call it? An Allen, what is it? What, isn't there a?
A Henley?
Henley collar. Thank you. A Henley collar. Yeah. It's interesting. It would be, you would want to unbutton it and then it would look weird unbuttoned, maybe.
I see what you're saying with which is probably like the home and the home and the third kit are, like I said, I went with the third kit, but the home was very close. I think it was just that same idea of I'm not 100% sure about, like, I have a couple of Henley shirts, they're usually long sleeves. I'm not sure about how I would feel about it being sort of a short sleeve shirt. Seems a bit, you know. And then to keep going, to keep rolling on this, because we've got a few more kits by Stings. In 2023, Paul Watson got them to make enough kits to put together a football, a futsal tournament between the four main islands. So you got, each island got its own kit design for it. So you have, and the I'll focus primarily on the piece to the the piece to the resistance out of the four islands is Kosrae. So you have a red and black design featuring, featuring various tribal patterns, but also in the midsection of the kit is what it was called. It is a depiction of the Kosrae white-eyed bird, which is a small bird native to native to the island of Kosrae.
It is. It's art.
Yeah.
It, that red black one is art. Like they're all really nice. Like I know Rich was you know putting them in there in the chats when they got released. But I think just the striking color combination, and that bird looks pretty. Pretty sweet.
It's a cute little bird, hey?
Yeah, and it doesn't, and like it doesn't really overpower it. It's not like, oh, there's, that's the shirt with the bird on it, because the colors are so, like the red is so deep against the black. It's like, oh, there's a bird in it, and it's a huge bird. But like, it's amazing really that it's kind of at first glance, it's almost hidden in plain sight. So that's a fantastic kit.
Hidden in plain sight, designed with the tribal aspect to it as well, in between the shading on the bird.
Yeah, yeah. Lovely, Rich. That's a lovely shirt with a big bird on it.
Who doesn't like a shirt with a big bird on it? Come on.
Let's look at a couple more before we sign off here. I'll just highlight one personal one that I really want but won't be able to get, which is the Uruguay U23 shirt made in-house because Uruguay is in transition between Puma and Macron, did we say? Yes.
We think, we're not sure. Yeah.
And they released this shirt. It's their 100-year anniversary from when they won the World Cup in 1924. It's a beautiful, fairly simple, the sky blue, which I quite like, with the white trim, which easy. Sorry, Rich, you have a question?
Just a point of order. They won the Olympic Games in 1924.
Ah, the Olympic Games. Qualified
them as world champions because the World Cup didn't begin until 1930.
1930, blah, blah, blah. Yes. It's a good housekeeping point, Rich. It's a lovely shirt with an old badge. I love that Uruguay treat their Olympic wins as World Cup wins on par because they won the first. And so they have the four stars over the badge. Yep. And it's got a lovely, simple white collar, big cuffs, and a nice little stripe down the center from the collar of the button, the button up section. And a nice little gold, I think, the anniversary 1924, 2024.
Mm-hmm. It's a great kit. I hope, based on that, with them having four stars, they won 24, 28 Olympics, and then 30 and 50?
Nope. 1950? Yes. Yes, 1950. Right? That's when Brazil...
They beat Brazil in Brazil.
In the Americana, yeah.
Yeah. So I just hope, the thing is that FIFA has given them the dispensation to include the Olympic Games stars as world championships because FIFA recognizes them as world championships. My hope would have been that the Uruguayan FA would have just said, screw you, if they told them that they weren't allowed to have those stars from winning those tournaments. We're putting them on there anyways.
And we would have seen it at the next World Cup. They'd be, because they get to host one of the games in the.
They host the opening game of the
2030, right?
2030, yeah.
I would love it if they weren't allowed to, but then did, and then somehow FIFA punished them.
That would be the most FIFA thing to do.
Oh, fuck. Anyway, the reason I kind of want to highlight this is because I have a Uruguay shirt on my list to buy to complete my Marcelo Bielsa collection. He now coaches the Uruguay national team.
Do you have a full collection?
Every shirt, every team he's coached. Yeah, wow. Except Uruguay now. And so I've been looking around for one. Unfortunately, I will not be able to afford this one, and nor will it be widely available. So boo-hoo for me. And let's look at, we have two more shirts to look at. The Universitario Centennial kits that Rich brought here. Just beautiful. And that logo, holy cow. Rich, talk us through this. What's going on here?
This year is the 100th anniversary of Universitario Peru. The home kit is in the traditional cream color and just features the logo for their hunch splattered. It's very nice color scheme.
It's nice. But it's classy.
But then you find out that they've done an away kit in the traditional sort of like a burgundy red color that they wear as an away kit. And it is just art. You have like a, you have inside the kit, basically a picture of parts of, I'm assuming part of it is the stadium and in a phase of construction, and part of like downtown. I assume the stadium is in downtown Peru, so you have like a almost like a artistic cityscape idea of downtown Peru,
downtown Peru.
Lima.
Yeah.
Downtown yeah. Lima. I specifically researched before Brent and you were even in the room to make sure that I didn't screw up, but the club is located in Lima. And I just said downtown Peru.
Yeah, and Peru City. Everybody knows this. Come on. Geography harder, Rich. Jeez.
Peru City is my favorite city in Peru.
Oh yeah, it's the most Peruvian city of them all. Hence the name.
So regardless of my poor geography, it is a stunning kit. It's made by Marathon. It is not available unless you live in the city of Peru, the country of Peru, Bolivia, and I believe Ecuador.
Yeah.
The three countries. Despite the fact that if you go on their website to buy it, they will offer you the kit in two sizes, Peruvian and American.
Oh, I love that.
What?
that's like so we've got it in stock in American sizes. You can't have it. I want to note the logo, the Universitario's logo is just perfect. Like, it's weird because there's nothing. It's a big U in a big circle. I love it though. But I want to highlight the pin, that little, is it pink?
Salmon colored collar and like a little bit on the sleeve.
Oh, it's got the cream and then the little line of pink and cream on the cuff, and it's just perfect. That takes
a very, very, very good shirt with a very good badge to just, oh, that's top shelf. That is elite.
Excellent stuff. Let's pine after that and not order it, not be able to get it.
Not from Peru City anyway.
Not from Peru City. We'll have to send someone down. And if you just Google flights to Peru City, you can probably find details.
To all of our listeners in Peru City, hook us up.
We have an inside line on possibly getting to Peru City or something to that effect. Peter Galindo used to co-host a podcast, which was called the Peruvian Necktie. It was a podcast about the Peruvian Soccer League.
Oof, let's go. Let's send him down.
Recently appointed as a analytical advisor at Toronto Football Club. So Mark, the next time you're speaking into a luncheon with club vice presidents at Toronto FC,
have them
send Peter on a scouting mission down to Peru, Peru City. Yeah, we can get some kits.
Yeah, he like when I say Peru City, he knows I'm legit. So it's okay.
Yeah, exactly. You can put that in your Zoom, your meeting invite. To discuss.
Yeah.
And okay, last shirt. Let's wrap this up with our last shirt of the day, which is like a nice annual little fun little thing, which is the Mines Carnival shirt, which this year it's a bit not. It's fun as heck, as
always. It.
It's like less fun as heck than normal. Mark, yeah. You'd love it. You can't. You don't think it's less fun as heck at all.
No. So I've. I know that Mainz does a carnival kit, like they've done one for at least the last 5 or 6 seasons, and some of the choices have been interesting. Some of them look like they belong on a jockey, and that's fine. You're allowed to. These are the jockey uniforms have a lot more leeway as far as what they can be. This one, like they always lean into the red, white, yellow, and blue. That's staple across all of those kits. This one just being stripes, just hoops right across, evenly spread out right down. It's like, this is probably as normal of a possible kit you can have without going absolutely crazy. I mean, I guess you could say at its heart, it's a white kit just because the white sleeves is still a light kit. But I find the stripes, the colors do match in the sense, like, I know they're primary colors and they're as far away from each other on a spectrum as you can get, but they do kind of look like they belong. They're kind of, the yellow isn't quite yellow. It's kind of goldish. The blue is kind of not quite like royal blue. It's a little deeper and a little lighter at the same time. The red just is red. It's the Mainz red. That's on their badge. But I think it's just because it shouldn't work in theory. And like, I was like, I don't hate this. And because it's so crazy, the colors, I like it because it shouldn't work. I don't know if that makes any sense, but I feel like I've spent enough time in color theory to look at shit like this and go, okay, you get points because it managed to come together.
It is the carnival equivalent of, it's the Neil Warnock carnival kit. Like, enjoy it, but enjoy it by being fucking disciplined.
It is a disciplined, kooky shirt. I like it. And also, I mean, cuffs, lovely cuffs. The stripe pattern continues on the cuffs, and they're stripe
pattern on the cuffs. Yeah,
perfect. Yeah, good stuff. Fun. It would be interesting. We'll do a deep dive into the Mainz Carnival and rank them over the years. We'll see how that goes, because they've had some really bonkers ones.
They did a checker one. One of the first ones they did was a checker one.
Yeah.
And actually that one's kind of weirdly nice too. Like that just, but that also does look like a jockey uniform.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the other ones, it's like, okay, that one's not bad. That one's hideous. Like
it's diagonal triangles. They've got weird sashes. They've got it all.
The diagonal one is kind of ruined by the sponsor. We can go into this later, but anyway,
going to rank them all right now.
This is kind of the nicest of the lot, the most normal anyway.
Yeah, that's a good shirt. That's a good shirt to end on. I'm tired. I'm tired from that. That was a lot of shirts. We just talked about a lot of shirts, guys. And we talked about a lot of shirts that we bought because we love it. And potentially some shirts that we're going to buy.
Like that Mainz Carnival shirt.
Like the Mainz Carnival shirt. There's a link right there you can buy. I wonder if it'll be part of your Germany end of...
It would have to be based on the price of the kit.
Oh my god!
Oh, that's ridiculous. Oh my god. You're not able to
afford that. 85 euros.
85 euro.
85 euro for the shirt. Because when I picked out that photo last night, I got it from the Mainz web store.
Oh yeah.
85 euro.
And 30 euros to ship.
Oh no.
Probably.
Mark will have to put out the kit hunt again.
And, yeah, we'll see. We'll see what's up. I make no guarantees, but.
Okay, we're finished. We're done. Thanks so much, you two. Too bad about Christian. I'll start that one. Thanks so much, you two. I love talking about soccer shirts with you guys. It's so fun. Too bad Christian wasn't here to enjoy all of our revelry and all of our fun things. We drank some tea. We drank some energy drinks and some
Fernet con Coca.
It's a funny drink that Rich is just drinking in the mid-afternoon.
Yeah.
Hey,
got a nice minty aftertaste to it, you know.
Have a good one, you guys. Kit Nerd Mark, tea at halftime. Caps Offside and KitnerdCorner.ca.
KitnerdCorner.
KitnerdCorner is the other one. And KZ Knowles. And we will see you later.
Please hand it over. We'll beat you up, so don't make it so noise.